Hello, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here with a wonderful woman. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's my friend, and I'm honored to have you. I offered her a beer. She said that it was too yeasty, and I respect that. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany Haddish.
Hey, Owen.
How are you?
Hey, everybody.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Why don't you think women like beer?
Well, there are a lot of women that do like beer. I personally don't like it because I feel like it's a very yeasty product. And, you know, yeast is not something that's comparable to the female body. You know, if I'm gonna have some yeast, it's gonna be in some, like, candy.
Right. But like, don't you think that just because of the female body, you guys are better with yeast because you're so used to, like, inoculating it?
I mean, well, maybe. Maybe we are better with it, but I don't know about you. You might like to have a little kangaroo pouch. Me personally, I don't want my belly pooching out like I'm starving in Africa.
Does that really happen? I'm so tall, I don't notice things.
You don't notice that? Like, I mean, yeah, from your angle. Oh,
no, but I mean, even on myself, I'm like so big that like everything just spreads out. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, oh, when I drink beer, my gut, I'm like, I barely even see my gut. It's like 5 or 6 feet down.
Yeah, you can't even tell, huh? It's just like, it's like from a different angle, it probably looks like it's flat to you.
Yeah, but then
But to your wife, she like, damn, he like, getting me, he getting a coochie bumper up.
Yeah,
here.
She's like, he's lost a quarter inch of cock on him. I got kind of fat for a little while, and when you gain weight, you do lose some penis.
Mm-hmm, it turns into a vagina.
Okay, explain. So a man's dick.
Yes, have you ever seen a fat man's dick before?
No.
No, because it's turned into a vagina. All that skin start growing, that meat come around.
Have you ever been with a fat guy and it's like you feel
like... Yeah, and I feel like I'm a lesbian. I feel like his clitoris popped out.
You just start scissoring him? You guys travel to Lilith Fair?
I just start eating him out. Fuck it.
Like, he takes his pants off and you're like, okay, let's go get a Subaru. Like, you just commit to the full lesbian lifestyle.
Yeah, let's go to Ellen. Let's go watch a taping of Ellen.
So, all right, I'm really pumped that we're just hanging now because now I can just ask you about you.
Okay.
Because we've been friends, but it's always just like in a fun way. I want to know, like, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is, I love blue.
See, I love blue.
Like, I love like a turquoise kind of blue, but also money green looks really nice on my body. And I love to wear orange panties.
Oh.
If I wear panties.
Why do you prefer orange panties?
Because they look the best around my ass and thighs. That's the best color.
Speaking of shades of color, you were supposed to be at a movie premiere.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be at the movie premiere of 50 Shades of Black. But because I like you so much.
Yeah.
You know, because you my friend.
That's right.
I'm here supporting you.
I appreciate that.
You know, I could be there with some fine-ass dudes, you know.
You've told me I was a fine-ass dude before.
But yeah, but see, you're a fine-ass dude. You're even more finer, but you married, so you just kind of fine.
Right.
But, you know, see, I had a choice. I was like, okay, I could be here for Owen, or I could go to this movie premiere that don't have, you know, if I was in the movie, it would be like a whole different thing, you know, but they didn't pay me to be in the movie.
But you are in one, Keanu, April
29th. Yeah, I'm in Keanu, April 29th. Was she ready? Yes, Key and Peele, let's go.
That's so cool.
Black magic. I don't even know why I just said that.
Is there white magic or no?
Yeah, there is white magic and there is black magic. And I just said black magic because, you know, Key and Peele, you know, that's some pretty powerful white black dudes. It's really like mixed magic. We'll just call it mixed magic.
Are you kind of white, kind of black? Are you?
I'm a white woman.
You are?
Yeah, on paper. I know to your eyes I look black, but on paper... The government has documented that I'm a white woman.
Is that really true?
Yeah, I've changed all my paperwork to say I'm a white woman.
I'm a white walker from Game of Thrones.
Oh, you a white walker?
Yeah, it's a different species
you
of...
You eat dead people. I mean, you make live people dead people that walk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's you didn't
crazy.
See that in the marquee coming in? Like, that's my credit.
Like, oh, wait, you're in Game of Thrones? You are a white walker?
No, not actually, just because of my size and skin color.
I was about to suck your dick if that was true, but since it's not.
Just because you want immortality, but the problem is...
I know, that's what I was going to do it for, so I could live forever.
But it becomes an icicle as soon as you start sucking it.
So I wouldn't get brain freeze or nothing, because I'm used to that. I eat lots of big sticks, especially in the summertime.
Are you reading an ad right now?
No, I'm just talking.
I feel like that could be an advertisement for whatever you were just selling.
Big sticks?
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Is that real? Is that another name for a dick?
That's a popsicle. No, it's a popsicle. They sell it on ice cream trucks, and you can get in at Smart and Finals. You can get a whole box for $14. And you get like 12 of them in a box, and it is the best.
Are you from LA?
Yeah, I'm from 54th and Western, sir. South Central Los Angeles, by way of
54th and Western. I was looking at condos there. They're like $3 million.
No, they're not.
I'm just joking.
But you know what? White people are moving in, so the price is going to change. I just bought a house over there, and the value already went up because I'm a white woman moving in. It's gentrification.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't see color. What are you referring to?
I am referring to my soul.
I don't see color in humans. I just see people. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful. You're colorblind. That's nice.
I'm colorblind. I don't see labels. So it's really hard for me to buy soup. But, you know, that's who I am. It's what I've chosen.
You're so silly.
Can you? So tell me about you. How did you get into this wild world of stand-up comedy and now in movies, television?
Well, I was always kind of a goofy kid. Well, not always. I saw this movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And the rabbit was like getting all this stuff, right? And the detective said to the rabbit, why are these people doing this nice stuff for you? And the rabbit said to the detective, well, I make them laugh, Eddie. If you make people laugh, they'll do anything for you. Right? So then I was like, oh my God, that's what I need to do. Because I didn't have no friends, right? So I said, I'm going to make me some friends. I'm going to make people laugh. And I really couldn't read that good either. And I ended up using comedy to basically get me all through school. You know, I would make the smart kids laugh. And then they let me copy their homework and stuff like that. And then I was getting in trouble in class for being funny. And then my social worker, because I was in foster care, she was like, you got two choices this summer. You can go to the Laugh Factory Comedy Camp, or you can go to psychiatric therapy. Which one you want to do? I was like, which one got drugs? She said, oh, you going to be on drugs if you go to therapy. So then I went to the comedy camp, and it just changed my whole entire existence. I was the first time a man ever told me I was beautiful, and I didn't feel like he was going to do something bad to me. It's the first time anybody, like a man anyways, paid attention and had an opinion about what I was saying or doing. Because I didn't have no daddy. You know, I didn't have no like real male role models. So that was like super powerful. And then to be meeting like Richard Pryor, Richard Pryor rolled in there in his wheelchair, and he told me, I will never forget, he stopped me in the middle of me telling my joke, right? And it was whack. Okay, mind you, I was like 15, so I was not anywhere, I was not an intellectual or anything. And he goes, right in the middle of my joke, he goes, stop, what are you doing? I said, I'm telling a joke. He goes, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. He goes, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. He goes, no, you're not. I said, well, then what am I doing? He said, you're getting on my damn nerves. That's what you're doing. I said, excuse me. He goes,
that's
look,
crazy.
He goes, look, people don't come to comedy shows because they want to hear about your problems or politics or pop culture or celebrities or what's going on in the world. They could care about less. They probably don't care about any of that. What they want to hear and what they come to comedy shows is to have fun. They come to have fun. So if you're on stage having fun, they're having fun. If you're not having fun, they're looking at you like, what the hell am I doing here? Why did I spend my money on this? So it doesn't matter what you talk about. You just have to believe in it and enjoy it. Have fun.
Wow. That's cool. You're making me want to be a better comic.
Well, you should be.
I'm like, why do some things?
Not that you're not a great comic. You're really awesome.
Sometimes I don't have fun.
You don't?
No, I do. I do a lot of times. I've like almost fallen in love with comedy again recently.
Yeah, Guy Tori told me comedy should be my boyfriend.
Right.
I should have a straight relationship with that. Like that should be like the main thing. It should be like, you know, career and then comedy. And I was like, but my career is comedy. He was like, exactly. So you run your boyfriend like a business. It's your boyfriend. It's your everything. And at first I didn't understand that because I was like, I was like boy crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, how can a microphone be my man in front of everybody? That's stupid. I don't understand that. That's dumb as hell. But now I completely understand it. Like my career is, it's my everything.
That's cool.
It's my man.
I love that about you. I recently have like reconnected to what I liked about comedy, which is just writing jokes and making sketches.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes, like in this industry, you go down these rabbit holes of like developments and scripts and all these things that never happen. And I started getting kind of pissed off all the time. And then I realized that the only reason I was pissed is because I wasn't making things.
Mm-hmm.
Now if like something happens and it doesn't happen, I don't care because I'm making it. Like I just love that control of a crowd and just feeling that connection.
Right. I feel that way too. I first fell in love with it when the control of the crowd thing, when I was the school mascot.
Yeah, because you control crowds. I've seen you just monster control. You're alpha dog.
Yeah. You know, I am the orchestra. What's we got? The conductor. The conductor of the orchestra. And the orchestra is a crowd of people, and the instruments are their laughter.
Wow. I just thought of a quote. I'm the conductor. It's like, what's your instrument? You.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say to my next husband.
Yeah. My instrument is you. I work through you.
Yeah, I work through you, boo.
I used to play the violin, but
you
I was too tall. Everyone made fun of me, and somebody broke it. I was all state, though. I was like, I beat the Asians.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means you have like a very intellectual mind.
Well, I had the piano background. So
you can read music?
I'm like very auditory. I'm not a great speller or a great reader of music, but I can play like any song by ear.
You spell music? You can spell that?
I can spell it, yeah.
I didn't know that was a spelling of musical notes.
Music is spelled with four little letters.
I did not know
L-O-V-E.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could spell music. I thought you just write it like it's symbols.
Yeah, well, that's definitely...
That's spelling.
Well, when you're a little kid, it's spelling kind of. It's like F-A-C-E. Like, those are the spaces. And then every good boy does fine, all that stuff. But that's how you learn the staff. And then you can learn it on those lines.
The
line,
the lines. Clef. Yeah, the treble clef, the squiggly thing.
But, you know, I don't like to stay between the lines, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get wild with it.
Whenever they're like, color in the lines, I'm like, why don't I color in your face, bitch?
So basically what you're telling me is you read music like I read Spanish.
Is that how you read Spanish?
Not very well.
Right.
But I could speak it,
though.
See,
I read Spanish better than English.
Oh, really?
I can't read. I can read, but I can't spell English well. There's too many, rules that don't matter. I can't emotionally connect to them.
That's cute.
So, I before E except after C, I'm like, you're not going to tell me if C has anything to do with this.
Right.
Like, my ego almost makes me a bad speller.
Whoa.
Where I'm like, this is how it sounds to me. Why is there a silent K?
Yeah, that's
your
I write.
Shit. You're bringing that silent
that's
K.
That's how I write. I write how it sounds, and then the computer tells me that I'm wrong.
Yeah, who the fuck is a computer?
I mean, I'm so glad that there's a computer now, though, because, man.
No, it's worse for me because it says no suggestions a lot for me.
Like, you ever try to write? Have you, like, in the last 5 years, have you tried to, like, take a pen to paper and write a letter to somebody and realize that you have scratched out almost every other word because you can't spell shit? Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have become illiterate thanks to spell check on my telephone and my computer. I don't have to spell shit. Matter of fact, now that I could just talk into it, I don't even have to write. I don't even know how to. I forgot how to make the letter Q 2 weeks ago trying to write a letter to the judge.
You'd be a horrible kidnapper.
Man, I was trying to write a letter to a judge.
Really?
Yes, to get out of a ticket. I was like, how do you make a Q?
What was the word you wanted to say with the Q?
Quality.
I'm so stupid. I thought you were trying to say quiche.
No. You got a learning disability like me.
I thought it was like, hey, judge, the ticket wasn't my fault. Quiche? And then you brought him a pan of quiche.
No. No. No.
Do you play a lot of Scrabble?
No. That's words. Why would I play with that?
Well... Because the Q, we call it the Q of insanity.
I would play, I don't have friends that are into that kind of stuff. If I have friends that were into those kind of games, I would play them. We play more games like Pictionary, that Dirty Word game, or Dirty Thoughts.
What's that game?
Dirty Thoughts is like a board game. It's not a board game, but it's like a game where so you have to like say these words or whatever. It's kind of like, you need one of those games where you describe something.
Yeah.
But the only way to describe it, it sounds kind of dirty.
Right.
And it's not.
That's cool. It sounds like my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine too.
What the hell was foster care like?
Man, that shit was dope. It was so fantastic.
Was it like not having fun
having no dad, moving from house to house. I mean, it got me ready for Hollywood.
But did you know
all
what?
All the rejection.
Did you know?
All the letdowns.
Like, did you, did you leave a family or how did you,
I was I'm the oldest of five. Okay. And, my mom was basically raising us. My stepdad, he pretty much bounced on us. My mom had a really bad car accident. He bounced after the car accident and she was basically, we were all supposed to be in that car. We were all supposed to be
dead.
He was, that was a height of cocaine, the good old days, and, had insurance policies on all of us and we were supposed to be dead, but I begged my mom to let me babysit. So she was the only one in a car accident. She didn't die. And but she did suffer some like traumatic head injury. So yeah. She had to learn how to walk, talk, eat, everything all over again. And I helped her. Basically, everything she taught me up to that point, I taught her, you know. And but she would get really frustrated. And when she couldn't think of certain words or try to communicate, she was like a really intelligent woman. By the time she was 27, she had 2 houses, you know, her own business. And she was managing at the U.S. Post Office, at the biggest branch. So she's pretty, you know, smart.
Yeah.
And once that accident happened, she couldn't use her words. So then she became very physical. She started like hitting and yelling and cussing and being a different person. Like she wasn't the mom that I knew before the accident. And so, and I started taking care of my brothers and sisters all the time. I was doing, you know, mommy duties and trying to learn, and, but not doing a very good job at learning in school. But I was a great mom from 9 to like 18. I was an awesome mom.
That's crazy.
I like to think.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. I like to think I was great. But we ended up in foster care when I was about 13 because my brother wasn't going to school the way he was supposed to because I left for school before he did. And yeah, we went into the system. She was very abusive. I lost a lot of teeth. But
Jesus,
you know,
teeth.
They grew back in quick. You know, it's cool.
But what's foster? What's foster care like? So it's almost
so
like
you move. So you go into you. A social worker comes. They take you away. You go to a new home. You go living with some strangers. Basically, it's like a slumber party with strangers.
Right.
And you're there for. You don't know how long you're going to be there for, depending on what the judge says. And I move. Like 3 or 4 different times, 3 or 4 different, you know, families, one group home. So that was another kind of family that I would never want to live in again.
That's
And yeah, I mean, I remember being in a comedy camp and I was in foster care. And by then my grandma had got custody of us. And in order for me to be like, the news had came and they really liked me and they wanted to do a story on me. But in order for the news to be able to do the story, I had to go to court and ask permission from the judge. The judge is basically like my father, my parent.
Right.
Like, because I'm state property. And it's like...
You got to do a new special called State Property.
Yeah, I'm state property.
That's a fucking great title.
But, you know, there's a movie. There's a couple of movies that's called State Property 1 and 2. You know, they hood movies. So you have to... I would have to, you know, maybe Tiffany State Property.
Right.
Or something. California State Property. I call it California State Property or something. Yeah, he's seen these movies. Yeah. They like...
State Property. So you're asking the judge for permission.
To be on the news. Because they can't show my face or anything like that. Because maybe somebody want to kidnap me.
Because
they take you from your parents for your protection. So maybe your parents don't even know where you're at.
Right.
9 times out of 10, your parents don't know exactly where you are. When they visit you, they have to visit you in a courtroom or in a McDonald's or something like that with the social worker.
That sounds crazy.
It was fucked up, but
do you think that
it made me strong?
Yeah, so. I was just going to ask you that. Like, do you think that helped build your like alpha abilities of control because you had to develop that because you were clearly in such an out of control situation?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely built that. Like, I had to be strong for my brothers and sisters. I was the leader of them, you
right.
know. So, however I carried myself is pretty much how they were going to carry themselves until they, you know, got more into the world and stuff. Like, even when we were in the separate homes, I would catch the bus to their place to figure out where they were. You know, I would figure out where they were, and then I would catch the bus to wherever they were at. And I would get in trouble all the time for going AWOL or whatever. But I wasn't going AWOL. I was just checking on my sisters, checking on my brothers, making sure nobody was molesting them or raping them or making sure they was in a clean house and all that stuff. Yeah, that goes down.
Right.
Sometimes I wonder if people get foster kids just so they can't fuck kids. I don't know.
So
but I wonder,
up.
Like, it's so...
Yeah, because that seems like there's such a queer abuse of power there.
And it's like, it took so long for them to give my grandma custody of us. And it's like, you know, the thing that was so fucked up about it is like, that's our grandma. Like, we know her. She wants us. Like, let us go to her right away, right? No, we got to do a background check on her, blah, blah, blah. But then, y'all send me to this lady's house who's smoking weed and there's little kids running around putting on condoms and shit, like, doing inappropriate stuff and old men sucking on titties. But that's not at my grandma's house. I didn't even know what weed was until I got into foster care.
Yeah, same thing happens with jail. It almost escalates criminality.
Yeah, because
some people go in for weed or some dumb shit, and then they leave like with gang affiliations.
Yeah, and they're super like, and they're and they turn into better criminals because then now you're sitting around a room full of criminals that, like, what mistake did you do? You should do this, but don't do this. Like, this was right. Where I fucked up at. Like, now you become a mastermind on how to commit crimes.
Yeah, it's like a comedy festival for really, like, fucked up people.
Yeah.
Because you go to a comedy festival, it's like, oh, no way, let's do a sketch about it. And then jail is like, oh, no way, you can put heroin in your dick hole.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, seriously? Because I got a pretty big dick hole. I never knew that at my grandma's house. She never told me about the dick hole heroin thing.
You could put a damn galaxy in your ass. I got
gentlemen, Neil deGrasse Tyson is here with me tonight. You can put a galaxy in your ass.
You could, a galaxy cell phone. Like
that's a good point.
A Samsung Galaxy.
I was picturing an actual galaxy. Like, when you said that, I was like, oh, Tiff's going crazy, like quantum physics shit.
No, I'm talking about a Samsung.
Because I just had Bill Nye on, so like my brain's all fucked up. Everything's about like just crazy parallel universe thinking psycho shit. You can put a galaxy in your ass. I'm like, oh, she's like, not the newest galaxy, like the Samsung from 2000. That's super funny.
Talking about an S6, man.
What do you think? Do you think it's the city that's constructed this type of system?
The city that's constructed what?
Just
type
like
of
cities. It sounds like this because we never had foster care.
No, it's called orphanage. But you never had foster. Where are you from?
Upstate New York, and it was like there'd be like really people in bad scenarios, but they I think there's just so much land that people just would live in like a little box.
Trailer parks would be happening. Well, there's probably no social workers up there.
Right, because the land has no value, so no one's like checking in. Right. It's like, oh, Gary's been living in a field for 6 years. Like, no one's even noticed. Because it's just fields. Yeah, I mean, that's why I always thought that city cops have such a crazier job, because it's all that money and poverty just boom right there.
Yeah, consolidating.
Yeah. In the country, no one's like, it's like, oh, we got to do another tour near the apple orchard because there's a lot of value over there. Well, you can get an acre of land for $18 sometimes. Nuclear power.
Well, I guess it has a lot to do with, like, you know, social workers, government funding. So like if you're getting like a general relief, you have to talk to a social worker. Now you're putting the government in your business. But if you're living on a farm and you're making your own food and you're doing your own thing, like, you don't need any government subsidizing, right? You don't need any help.
Oh, no. Poor people just live in a little trailer. Like, yeah, that's why trailer parks are so different.
Well, yeah. And then if you're not getting food stamps and stuff like that, then why would a social worker even be coming to your house?
That's why they have
the reason a social worker even like came to our house is because my brother wasn't showing up to school. You know, that's the whole thing. Like, if he would have been at school every day and not been like, and when he did go to school, he'd be like, I'm hungry, my mama don't feed me, which is not true because I made oatmeal every morning before I left for school. If he didn't eat it, that's on his motherfucking ass.
Right.
You know, but I'm not his mama either. And when at the end of the day, he wasn't lying. My mama didn't feed us. It was me feeding us. It was me making the meals.
Right.
You know, so it's like, and that was wrong.
Yeah, I can't imagine that system of having to, because I'm so bad with authority, and I'm sure you have issues with that as well, being a comedian. Just that, not like authority, but just kind of like, why'd you make that rule?
Yeah.
You know, that's my whole life. It's like, what's the point of that? Why'd you put an I before E except ever C? Like,
right.
Like, like the New York Knicks, why is there a K? It's not the Kicks.
Like, the Knicks.
That's what fucks with me.
Well, that's just the English language, and it's, you know, a blend of a whole bunch of other languages, and that's why it's fucked up. I remember watching this YouTube video, and I became an English major off of watching it about 7 times, and it talks about how the Caucasian language, the English language.
You can't go back from that color. You just crossed the color line.
Well, I didn't cross the color line because I am a Caucasian. I have a car, and I know a lot of Asians, so let's keep it 100, boo-boo. But the language.
I'm gonna need a written apology at your racial discussion.
It doesn't have to be handwritten because that's gonna have a lot of misspellings. And I can tell you right now that it ain't gonna have no Q's in it. But the English language is a mix of Italian, Greek, Latin, French, and one more language. So that's why
German,
it's
a little German.
Yeah,
in there.
I don't know if it's any German in it, but it might. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, German is a language that comes from the. We gonna. So, anyways. It's a mix of different languages. So the word Knicks, right, the New York Knicks, might have been pronounced another way, and it might actually mean something completely different right. than what it means today.
That's a good point.
And so that's why it, you know.
It's like retarded. Yeah. Words change.
Right.
That's I was telling one of my friends that who was really offended by the word that I'm like, I will go to imbecile or moron, but just know that retarded was the good like social movement off imbecile and moron.
Right.
So when it goes back, I don't want to be the asshole again.
Well,
it keeps flip flop. It's back and forth. It's like, oh, these imbeciles, these morons. It's like, oh, we're going to be nicer and call them retarded. That's what happened.
Well, that's just like, you know, that when we used to use the N word. But now we're not allowed to.
I don't appreciate that.
We're not allowed to.
Excuse me. I don't appreciate that.
Well, first off,
I do not appreciate that.
I don't appreciate it either. I used to love to use it, but now that I'm a white woman, I can't use it anymore. So, you know, we have to say African American or the black people or the people of color.
How do you feel when people talk about the dude from 12 Years a Slave or the dude from Selma and they call him African American when they're from fucking England?
Because they're England Africans. That's what
they're not African Americans.
No, they're African England.
Yeah. Like, what does that even mean? It's like they're not. Because what I was like, oh, that black dude is great. They're like, oh, African American.
No, because he's not from America. Okay, because I'm gonna tell you right now, you go over there as
one of the great African American is Dave Matthews.
Who is that?
He's a white singer, but he's from South
that's
Africa.
What I'm about to say, because I could have sworn he was. Oh, yeah, because he's American now.
But he's from South Africa. That's funny.
But he got an American passport.
Ahmed's an African American. He's Egyptian.
He's an Egyptian American.
Yeah, it's the continent of Africa.
But
see, there's a lot of weird rabbit holes.
Yeah, but you're supposed to call him out for. You know what? You're right.
I've been waiting so long to have one person say that to me. I've never heard that before. People never say I'm right. Like, that felt so good. It felt like just morphine went all down my brain.
Well, you're welcome because you were fucking right.
Fuck, I feel so goddamn good about it.
You're so smart.
Thank you so much.
See, that's from your musical background why you're able to break that down like that, though.
I know. I broke down the Oscars in a similar way, too. How do you feel about the Oscar situation?
One day I'm going to host those awards.
I can see that.
Yeah, one day.
I see that, like, relatively soon.
I hope so.
You're on the Carmichael Show. You're stunningly beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're very funny.
Thank you.
And you're cool to hang with.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the Will Smith, Jada Smith thing?
I don't feel nothing. They just mad they didn't get nominated.
Right. See, I care about this type of shit, so I don't obsess about actual problems.
Like, I don't care
about
this.
That's why I like dumb things.
Look, I don't care nothing about this. I mean, those people of color should stop complaining.
Do you want to hear my theory?
I'm Stacey Dashing this.
The most marginalized people in the world are tall people. There's never been anyone over 6'4" to ever win an Oscar. I was trying to break down a whole graph.
Oh, wow. Well, what about the Asian people? Nobody that's a pygmy ever won either. And I ain't never seen a midget win. Little people.
I know. I don't like a little person either. That's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
He's a little person.
Is he, though?
He's 5'5".
That's the same height as me. He's the same height as Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's a little person. I mean,
no,
I love Kevin Hart.
No, that's not a little person. Like, legally,
I'm a big person. Like, Owen. Owen's a big person. It's like, of course.
No, you're not a big person. You are not fat.
No, but big just means, like, large. I'm 240 pounds. I'm 6'7".
You are a man of stature.
Yeah, I mean, most of it's penis. I had it when I was born.
Yeah, that part. That's what makes you taller, because you're standing on it.
No, but
keeps
a lot of carbon. It's like carbon. I'm like a big block of carbon.
No, you're a big man.
Right.
You're not a little person. But you're not when I hear big man, I automatically think fat.
Right.
Okay. If
large,
I hear little person,
large?
And when I hear little person, I automatically think midget. Period.
Everyone under 6'4 to me is little.
Okay. So those are short people.
I think they're pathetic.
And
any man under 6'4 is pathetic.
Anything short is 5 feet.
I'm just kidding.
Between 5 feet and 5'8". That's short.
Yeah, it's just all how you vibe. It's how you carry yourself.
I mean, come on. How tall is your wife?
5'4.5".
That part. See, why do all men of stature always get with really little girls?
Because you want kids to fit in.
Because you want to get your dick sucked standing up.
Standing up on one of those hoverboards.
She's standing up, too.
But our son's going to be part Mexican. We're going to brown him up a little.
That's cute.
Yeah, I had to brown it out.
Yeah, look, biracial baby.
Yeah.
hope he fits in the world.
Well, it's a brave new world, you know. I almost feel weird being white. I feel like everyone looks at me and they're like, "We get it." And I'm like, I can't change my eyes. You know what I mean? Everyone's right. Like, "We get it, man." And I'm like,
but you can't change your eyes. There's surgeries that do that now, where people get lighter eyes or darker eyes. You could do that. That's a fantastic thing about America. You can do and be anything you want to be. Like, I'm in transition right now. I'm transracial.
You're becoming a white woman.
I'm transitioning into white woman. You should see the bottom of my feet.
How are you becoming white? Like, what's?
I've been eating a lot of cheese.
Nice. Well, that's big. That's very white.
Eating quiche and stuff.
Yeah. call back to my Q joke.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Pinot Grigio?
Yep, I drink Pinot Grigio.
People drink Pinot Grigio. I was a waiter for a long time. I know demographics.
Well, I've been drinking ciders.
That's super white.
That is so
white.
That's
also
right?
Gay male.
That part. That's what I'm trying to be, a white gay man. I want all the dick, okay?
Yeah,
the white dick, just all the dick. I gotta be a white gay man.
Are dicks like fun to like play with?
They're the best.
They just
thing.
Seem so stupid looking.
No, they're the best thing God ever made.
You think so?
Oh man, it's the most beautiful thing God ever created. That's why He made it first.
But there's no way a dick is like. I have pride in my dick, and I still think it looks really stupid.
It's so beautiful.
I
haven't seen your dick, so I don't know what your dick looked like. But
it's significantly better than most.
I've probably only seen three ugly dicks in my entire existence, and I've seen a lot of dicks.
So what was an ugly dick? Give me an example of an ugly dick.
One dick was ugly because I think it was sick.
It was frowning.
It was a sick dick.
Sick dick in one way.
Like it had like chicken pox or something. I don't know what was wrong with that dick. It had too many spots.
It had scarlet fever.
Yeah, that motherfucker had too many bumps on it. I was like, no, put your dick back. Mm-mm.
Jesus.
That dick is ugly. Then I seen one.
It had a cane.
I seen.
The dick had like a crutch. It stumbled in from the war.
That dick needed calamine lotion. He kept scratching into shit. I should have known. When he was itching, you know when a guy be grabbing his dick too much, there's something wrong with it. He needs something wrong with it. He probably yeasty. And then then the other dick that I saw that was super ugly, it was in the anteater family.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was too many different colors.
Whoa. How does that happen?
I don't know. It was like a lot of different colors.
So like there would be like rings. Be like a ring. It looked like one of those.
It was like spotted. It was like maybe he had a birthmark on it. I don't know. I just didn't like the way it looked. You know, I have to look at it in the light. And then when he pulled the skin back, it was like, oh, why is that so different? Like it's too different.
Right.
It shouldn't be so pink like that.
It's kind of like one of those HGTV shows.
Like when it's too pink, that means rash. You know, like you have to be careful. These dicks is dangerous.
I just pictured you on one of those HGTV shows, like. Where they reveal the new house and you're like, put it back in. Because that was like the foreskin where they're like, ta-da. And you're like, too pink.
Mm-mm,
that shit's
cool.
Nasty.
Not cool. Then there was another time. Now, I never actually saw this guy's dick, but I could smell his dick. And it was horrible.
You could smell a dick?
Yeah, his dick was dirty dick. He had a yeast infection for sure.
How do you smell a dick?
Okay, so what had happened was we was on our day, right? And this was when I was young and I was
You're
on
having
this.
A great date until you could smell his dick.
Yeah, well, you could smell it. You should never be able to smell a dick. So,
you have a heightened sense of smell and taste. You're a predator. Like, you were in the foster system.
Yeah, I guess so.
I smell your fear.
Yeah, I can smell fear.
I know
fear.
You can. I can tell.
I can smell fear, like, easy. But this dude, we was on our date and it was nice. It was a nice day. We went to a movie and stuff. We saw Face Off. And I'll never forget it because he tried to like touch my coochie in the movie. And I was like, stop, I'm trying to watch my favorite actors. And so. So then we get in his Jeep. We in his Jeep, right? We rolling. He's taking me home. And we went to Riley Burger to get some burgers. And we ate the burgers in the car, right? And then we talked and stuff. And then he drove me home. And then we were sitting in front of my house. And he was like telling me how beautiful I was and all that. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And he was like, I really would love to spend more time with you. And I was like, that's cool. That's cool. And at that time, I was on this like mission of taking pictures of dicks.
Right. You're the Ansel Adams of dicks.
Yeah, well, I had a book, I had a photo album before I got married of about 28 penises. Okay. So and I used to carry this disposable camera. Remember the wind up cameras, disposable wind up cameras?
Yeah.
So I used to carry that in my purse all the time. So I was like winding it up in my bag and I was like
everybody, like, you just hear the clicks of you winding it.
It's like,
what's that going to say? It's like, you'll see.
And I was telling him how handsome I thought he was. And, you know, I was like, why don't you give me something to remember you by? You should love me. And this is how I got every dude to show me his dick. Like, because dudes, I don't know what it is about you guys, but you love to show your dick. Like, it does not matter.
We have.
It's like,
you want to see, you want it, but it's not hard right now.
That's okay. I want to see it in its raw form. Like, and then I know, because
it's
the
only connection to
life. And dudes, like, they show it, right? So, and I was like, I don't want a picture of your face. I just want to see your dick. I just want a picture of your dick so I have something to remember you by, right? And so he's like, girl, you don't want to see this dick. This dick is too much dick for you, blah, blah, blah. You know how y'all talk. And then I was like, yeah, whatever. So then I changed the subject and I stopped talking about his dick because obviously I thought he cared about his dick, right? So then I'm looking out the window and we're talking and then I hear his pants as if I look at him.
No way.
And then he says something. I start to laugh, right? And I'm looking out the window and then all of a sudden I smell something. And I was like,
no.
Yeah, and I did not look down. I was still talking about whatever. And it was something outside that we was like laughing about and talking about. And so then like, what the fuck is that smell? It smelled like some stank and I look over and he was like, whoa, 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 and his dick was out, but it was like I couldn't really see the dick because it was like dark in the car.
Was it at least a respectable dick?
I couldn't really see it. It was more of a shadow of a dick.
Like later when you were developing the film,
I didn't even take a picture of his dick because after the smell, I was like, what the fuck? I said, did you go to the gym or something before you came to see me?
Did you like a dick paparazzi?
And he's like, no,
PMZ.
I was like, did you wash your dick before you got to see me? He was like, yeah, I washed my dick. What you done? I was like, that motherfucker stank. Like, it stank. Like, and I walled down the windows and then he put his dick back and the smell went away. So that's how I know it's your dick that stank like that. I said, man, don't you ever come out the house with your dick like that. You need to put some baby powder on that motherfucker. Some disinfectant. Your dick
How
is
that
stinky.
Happen?
You got stinky dick.
I've never even heard of stinky dick.
He never called me again or nothing after that. He was fine as fuck too, but he has stinky dick.
What do you probably do? Is there like dick Old Spice?
I don't know. I remember I dated this one dude that used to put perfume on his dick. I hated that shit. I was like, I can't suck
In
your
my
dick.
Defense. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't suck your dick with perfume on it. Like, well, just wash it. It's
so
dick.
Weird.
Why do you have perfume on your
I'm not judging
dick?
Out there, by the way, if anyone's doing all this shit. I'm
you
not judging
you. You should not be putting perfume on your dick. That is not.
She's judging you.
I am judging you.
And if she has a right to.
If you spray an Axe on your dick, Axe that dick off. Like, you almost dropped that. You got good reflexes.
Yeah.
But yeah, not don't Axe your dick off, but just don't put no spray on your dick.
It's like, why do that? But what
know.
Does it do? It's like, if a chick's already going down on you, she's not going to be like, oh, he didn't spritz this up. I'm
well,
up.
If you, it,
she's
I mean,
committed to the.
If she decides to go down on you, okay, and it's a little salty or whatever, if she wants to, she can wipe that motherfucker off. It's a dick. Take a warm washcloth and wipe it off. It's good. It's like hands.
Ladies, take notes. She is not intimidated by men at all. That's how you gotta be.
You got to pull that dick out of that guy. You be like, you know what? Let me get the washcloth. It smells a little salty. Like,
you should do dick wipes as your merch table.
They should get. You know what? I've been thinking about doing some little wipes and put She Ready on it, and then some He Ready wipes, and sell them. Cause I was checking it out, and I can get them made in Asia with my picture on it or a little thing on it for like I think it's 30 cents a wipe, but. I was also checking out condoms and get some He Ready condoms and some She Ready condoms.
What are the She Ready condoms?
She Ready condoms. It's just regular condoms, but it just have like a little, it just say She Ready
That's
on
hilarious.
The condoms. Like ripped for her pleasure. And you can get them made in Asia for 88 cents a condom.
Yeah, but they're tiny.
No, they were like, you can
Asian
get,
condoms are small.
No, but all condoms are made in Asia.
They really are?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do they think they're for? They think they're like sandwich bags?
No, they think they're for dick. American dick.
You think that's why they get so pissed off? They're like, oh, the big American penis.
No, because there's some Asians that got big penises, too. I've had one.
I know.
One.
There's a lot. The spectrum is pretty small. That stereotype is based on like 8 or 11% or some shit. But it is there. Like, the average Asian penis is smaller.
I've been with one Asian dude that had a little baby dick.
Right.
But you know what? That little dick was powerful. That little motherfucker, I came every time.
Yeah, because like, a lot of women don't even give a fuck, right? Because like, it's all out, like external, quit.
No, but it's this little spot on the inside, too. And it's like, it's not that far deep. It's not that deep in there.
So he had like a little hook.
No, it wasn't no hook. It was just a regular, it's a regular dick, but it was just a little one.
But so how
it
would
was
it,
like a,
so how would
a
it be
4-inch dick.
But how is that still like a, well, 4 inches isn't that little.
That's little.
I mean, the that's my biggest boner.
Look, let me tell you something.
I'm just kidding.
That's sad. You a big, tall man.
Imagine
too.
If I had a 10, like that would look really bad.
That's like, woo, that would look like a Tic Tac. Like, ooh, baby, you got a pimple. You got a pimple.
Yeah, it would
you.
Look like
look at
in
your
the
clitoris.
Ratio,
look
like,
at your clitoris.
Yeah,
like,
it would be quitty.
If you got fat, like if you was fat, then it'd look like for sure clitoris because your little, you know, because that part, that down part starts to grow over the dick, like the side part.
I've never seen a fat guy's like, dick. I played sports forever.
Let me show you a picture.
And now a quick word from our sponsor, SelfieStationPodcast.com. Small business opportunity. You can buy a selfie station and rent it out to local establishments where people have shaky hands. They're not very good at taking selfies or other Zs. If you're not a narcissist, you take an other Z. So you take a picture, they send it out with social media, you rent these wonderful machines, these stations to parties. So you can make your money back quick or not because you're bad at life. But if you're good at life, you'll make your money back. SelfieStationPodcast.com, promo code Owen will help you save money. And it's fun to spell. Got a lot of great letters in that word. O, a W, of course, is an E, and looks like N showed up to the party. SelfieStationPodcast.com, promo code Owen. Now we're back to Tiffany. You got your little camera thing?
Let me show you a picture of a fat guy's dick. Yes.
On an all-new Hoarders. Tiffany has been drowning in dicks.
She
cannot delete a dick.
This fat person dick showed up in my email, in my Facebook.
He was cold
messaging.
Calling you?
No, this.
It was a cold call. It's like a telemarketer. You like this dick?
No, it showed up. It showed up. Okay, where the heck is he, man? How do you find messages? It's in my messages. When somebody writes you on Facebook, somebody had posted this fat dude's dick. And one of the messages things where we'd be messaging each other.
Oh, so it was like someone pranked you the dick? Or was it an actual guy being like, what do you think of this?
No, we were talking back and forth, and then my phone died. Sorry.
Well, I think I'm secretly relieved.
I'll send it to your phone. And this is like a fat guy just flipping his dick back and forth. Bet you could barely see it because his vagina lips was covering it.
Jesus. Yeah, fat people out there.
You can, I'm sorry.
You can, you can get some more dick if you just lose a little weight. There's some hiding in there.
It's some dick hiding in
your
pussy.
I wonder if that's the same with like... yeah, you get kind of a fucking dude.
Because you know,
pussy.
A dick is nothing but an outside vagina.
Well, that blew my mind.
Think about it. This is what I thought of one day when I was smoking weed. And I think that Adam, okay, because they say we come from Adam and Eve, right? I think that Adam was actually a woman at first. This is why men have nipples. And that actually his dick was inside of him.
Right.
Right. And then God got him pregnant with Eve. And he had her, and it felt like she was in his ribs. That's why we say we come from the rib of a man. Because anybody who's pregnant will tell you that sometimes I feel like the baby is in their ribs.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he pushed her out. And when he pushed her out, she pulled out his ovaries in his uterus, which turned into the nut sack.
Right.
Right. And then his vaginal canal came out, which turned into the shaft. And then his clitoris was at the end of that. Which is the tip of the dick.
On an all new Call Me Caitlin. On a Call Me Caitlin, you will never forget.
And so he passed out, right? Because
right.
After you give birth, you just, you're tired.
Right.
And then when he woke up, there was Eve sucking on his titties.
Wow.
And he breastfed her till she was grown. Right. And then the bitch tried to give him an apple. And you know, when your kids bring you stuff, you be like, let me see. And then you try to taste it because she playing, you know, you're like, okay, let me taste it. And then boom, they got banished from the garden. And then he was like, you know, bitch. And you done pull my pussy out.
Dude, you got to do your own version of the Bible. You should be like, Samson was like, Some motherfucker tried to cut his hair, and he's like, hell no, motherfucker.
What you think I am, Indian? I don't give up my hair for nothing.
There it is. See? Fucking, you got to read. That's what you got to do. You got to do the Bible, Tiffany's version of the Bible. Like, so so it's like Cain and Abel, these motherfuckers were all up in each other's shit.
I don't know. But that's what I do believe that, though. And that's why a lot of men act like bitches, because they emotional.
You want to know something? Do you know more men are lactating now than ever in history?
Yes, because of these drugs that they putting on motherfuckers. Like, you can't be doing these drugs that these doctors be trying to give you, because they trying to fuck you up. They're trying to make your dick go back in inside of you, trying to make you a bitch.
That's why they don't give Oscars to tall people, because everyone hates that dick.
No, tall people dick is good dick, too.
No, but people, black people, tall people. Black men, tall men. Have always gotten
tall
shit.
Tall men have won Oscars before.
6'4", Google it. It's Tim Robbins is the tallest ever. 6'4".
Tim Robbins? And what about the dude that was married to Elizabeth Taylor a bunch of times?
Joe DiMaggio?
No, the other one.
Who?
No, the one that's in the movies with her that talks like a lot. He talks a lot.
Oh, no, he's like 6'1". But that back then, that was really tall because they didn't have proper milk.
We don't have proper milk now. Now we have hormone milk. Now kids are starting their cycles. Little girls are starting cycles at 9 years old, eight yeah. years old. You can get pregnant now, man. That's crazy.
I want to lactate. Richard
Burton. Yeah, Richard Burton.
How tall is Richard Burton? Yeah. Hold on. Dickie B.
Yeah, Richard Burton. That's what I'm talking about. He's tall. But
this is 5'10. Yeah, okay. But back then that was like 6'8.
Yeah, in the 60s. Don't you know they were getting Oscars for tall people?
Yeah.
You're actually a product of a demon fucking a woman. Back in Bible times, that's what they would have said about you, son.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's my impersonation of the 60s.
You see? She a man can lay it with another man, see? Yeah, the 60s were more like, hey, bro. What are the 60s like? It's like Mad Men shit. Yeah. It's like Dennis Hopper. I picture Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, there's
the middle two letters of life are if. You know what I mean?
That's the 70s, man.
No, 70s is like, I hear you guys got coke.
No, that's the 80s and the end of the 70s. Yeah.
I think coke's overrated. I've only done it a handful of times. I was not impressed.
I've never done it. I'm waiting until I turn 70. When I turn 70, that's when I'm going to do all the motherfucking drugs.
You're not missing anything. I'm not impressed.
Like, because I think that's when you're supposed to do drugs. When you're old, when your like fibromyalgia kicks up and your arthritis.
Yeah, but see, I'll be there with you, so it'll be fibro-our-algia.
Okay, well, fibro-our-algia. You know, when that shit kicks up, that's when you're supposed to be doing it. You know, right. When your knee gives out, that's when you should do cocaine, because that's when you need to get things done, but you're in too much pain to do it. So you do the cocaine to take away the pain and to get you back strong when you get focused to do things. Now, yep. At this age, I need to smoke weed so I can slow down.
I like weed. I've gotten into weed recently. I got a weed card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I used to have a prescription for Xanax, but I didn't like it because it felt very chemically.
Yeah, and it fucks with your whole fucking body.
Yeah, I don't like
fucks
Xanax.
Fucks with your dick.
Everything fucks with your dick except for water.
Man. But not weed.
Water's the shit.
Weed
no, weed's good for your dick.
Weed is great for your dick.
For my fat little vagina dick. So if someone's weighing like 500 pounds, you think they have just like no dick?
Man, no, they have a straight uterus. That
it's
motherfucker.
An uterus.
No.
I'm keep hitting that
if
joke.
If they're 500 pounds, that's a uterus because all that fat is covering that dick up and the dick is basically inside of that fat.
Well, I know what I hear about fat people is...
just like a uterus
not
is inside that pussy.
Not that long ago, fat people were like the most suited for our environment because they craved calories. Because like there was never calories anywhere for most of human existence. So fat people were like king because they were like, we got to get more oranges. Let's kill those motherfuckers because there was no calories. And now they got fucked and they had the best genes of anyone for hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, yeah, fat people were the kings and stuff because they had all the food.
Well, you know, they were motivated because they needed calories. And now the people that can't stop stuffing their face used to be kings. Because they were like, get an army, I need more fucking food. But they were still chiseled because there was no food.
Right.
Nowadays, like the chiseled people were the weak ones because they were like, I don't need food because they don't fucking have any motivation.
Why do we have to eat 3 times a day? You know, back in Bible times, you'd be lucky if you got to eat twice a week.
Is that true?
No, I just made that up.
And you can also throw rocks at people.
But I'm sure, like, the human body is designed to fast at least once a month. You're not supposed to eat anything. That gives it a chance to relax, you know, give the digestive system a chance to relax so that it can heal you. That's why, like, a lot of religious culture, like, different religions have, like, a fast. Because really, and they say that's when you get spiritual, God can talk to you. No, really, it gives your body a chance to stop working on breaking down food and start working on healing you from different things.
I like that.
Or, you ever notice, have you been to the hospital before?
Very rarely.
You never been admitted into the hospital?
Not since college.
Okay, but when you
snorted Ritalin and thought I was having a heart attack.
And were you admitted? Were you admitted?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were there,
I was having a meltdown. I also snorted Viagra.
My God, you were a drug addict.
I didn't even know what it was.
Oh my goodness. I would never thought of that of you. But okay, so when you were in the hospital, do you remember them feeding you a lot? Do you even remember them feeding you at all?
No, I just remember being really scared.
In the hospital, they barely feed you. And right. Then if they do, it's nasty. Because your body is supposed to be healing itself. And really, it shouldn't be working on digesting food. It should be working on healing you.
Interesting.
Yep. So when I get a cold, I don't eat shit. I just drink water and vodka.
Well, yeah, you like vodka. You were pitching vodka earlier. You were saying that you like the flavored ones because you don't need a mixer.
Yeah, I like vodka.
I like vodka a lot, too.
Vodka is so good. It's a disinfectant. You can clean your bathroom with vodka.
You should have sent that dude vodka to put his dick in.
He needed to burn that motherfucker. He needed to put that shit. He needed to put that shit in real, like 100% proof alcohol.
Yeah, vodka's dope. Ever since I lived at the beach, I can't drink vodka because I don't know what they pour. I always monitor my drinks because I used to live three doors down from improv, so I would just get hammered. But now that I have to drive, I have to fucking do the whole, like, drink an hour bullshit.
Man, I got me a breathalyzer. Because, okay, when I saw Kevin Hart get arrested for a DUI, I was like, fuck that. Too many comedians I know are getting arrested for DUIs.
Because of liquor, you can't monitor it.
But so what I've done is I went, because Groupon was having a sale on breathalyzers. So I got me one for $9, right? So I'll have a drink. I'll wait 20 minutes. I'll blow into my breathalyzer, see where I'm at. Okay, I'm at a 0.03. I'm in the pocket here. Then I have one more. Then I'm like, okay, I'm at a 0.06. You know, I'm a chill right here. I'm chill. Wait another hour or so. Then I'll have another drink. Then I'll check it. You know, like that.
Yeah.
And then when I blow like a 0.04, then I leave.
Nice.
But I hear they just dropped the legal limit and they try not to tell people.
To what? What's the legal limit?
The 0.02, I think.
No.
Yeah.
That's like Robitussin.
0.02, 0.03. Yeah,
is that real? 0.02?
Yeah, Google
is that
it.
Real?
Google it. Google it. They just changed the law.
We got to Google
this
it.
In January. Yeah. January 3rd, they changed the law.
I may have to Uber home depending on this Google result.
It's super low. Like, it's to catch more black people. That's why I became white.
You think that's what it is?
Yes. Yes.
How the fuck does Kevin Hart not have a driver? He's one of the richest people in the world.
But he does have a driver. He does have a driver. But it's like, you know, when you get your little fast car, you want to roll it down PCH late at night, super fast.
You know, that's the first set I ever did was opening for Kevin Hart.
Really?
In college.
He won't let me open for him.
Well, I don't even know. It was 15 years ago.
He said I was
ago.
Too funny.
Did you say that?
No. I'm just making it up.
I'd love if you came before me because the funnier the better.
Really?
And vice versa. I love launch. I would have Seinfeld be my opener. I'd have Chris Rock be my opener.
Me too, because that's a fucking honor, first off. Well, and second off,
a
that's
shitty
like,
comic, you have to dig out. It's like someone, it's like right. A sexual foreplay. It's like.
I mean, I remember Dane, when I asked Dane if I could open for him, he told me I was too funny. A bunch of different
that's
comics told me that. And I'm like,
me.
Really? No. Or he said, and then another time I said, I could be not funny. He's like, nah, you're too raunchy. But I do shows for Department of Children's Services. I can keep it all super clean.
But your raunchy isn't offensive. It's like fun raunchy.
Yeah.
It's not like there's no victim. You're not fucking with people. It's like, no. It's feel good raunchy.
Yeah, it's informative raunchy.
You cannot say the N-word around me, though, because I have black friends.
Look, let me tell you something.
I have some black friends. Listen,
since I became a white woman, I do not say the N-word, okay? I don't do it. Now, I'll say chink all day, but I will not say that N-word.
How funny is it that Asians just have all the shit? Like, everyone could just fuck with Asians.
I mean, why does it, like, the Asians really should be the ones protesting about not getting nominated. Like, all they get nominated for is, like, makeup and special effects.
But they made the cameras.
Like, yeah, they should be getting nominated for that. Best camera made.
Yeah, like, that's hilarious.
Why don't they get nominated? Like, they should be protesting
too. Craft service table made by China.
Because I was about to say craft services is usually somebody Spanish.
That's Mexican, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say Mexican, Spanish. They speak Spanish. They don't have to be Mexican. They could be Guatemalan. They could be from Spain.
I don't talk to Guatemalans.
Okay.
And I don't trust Spaniards.
All right.
So Mexican, to me, it's only Mexican or nothing. The island people bring something to the table, but typically I'm just into Mexicans.
Okay, all right.
Guatemalans, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Is your wife Mexican?
Yeah, half.
Oh, and what else is she?
Just white. Just like Norwegian.
So basically your baby is white.
Yeah, I think, you know... I think everyone's white in their heart.
Well, you know.
How condescending is that? Imagine if someone was really like that. You know, I think deep down inside, we're all white, you know?
You know, that's like a big thing that black people are saying, like, you know, it's us against all of them. And I'm
there
like, what
no
do you
us
mean?
And them.
What do you mean it's us against all of them? Anybody with skin lighter than a paper bag is them. And I'm like, no, because there are albino black babies.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, just, where does it end? Because like, then once you get a group at that point, you'll then divide again and again and again. There's never any stop to it. I learned that when Leslie Jones did a guest star on Sullivan and Son, and her and Roy... I overheard this conversation, then they educated me. I didn't know what like house and field meant.
What?
No.
You didn't know that?
I wasn't raised with any black people.
Oh, as a white woman, I know exactly what
no,
that
means.
No, but
someone was like, oh, that's a house, nigga. You know, and I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, oh, fucking. And I'm like, you guys separate? I didn't know Mexicans and Guatemalans separated.
Yeah.
I thought it was us and them, that it was white. And then everyone else that failed the fucking genetic lottery.
No, anybody, like, well, joking. To black people, because
there
look,
is no anything. It's all
but look,
fucking
like,
made up.
It, the police, it's like this. Like, the police will be quicker to pull over a black man before he pull over a Mexican man.
Yeah,
and a Mexican
that's
man
true.
Probably has no insurance and probably driving a stolen car.
Why is that? Why is
different
that?
Parts
I agree
from
with
and
that.
Put it together.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because he's white.
No, but the Mexican.
Because he's white. Because off eyesight, if I drive past a Mexican,
right.
I can't necessarily
like,
tell.
Like Zimmerman looked white as fuck.
If I drove past him, I would think he was a white man.
Right.
But a black man's going to stand out like that. Like if I had to come
do
back as
anything.
You think
they do pull over black people way more?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's why I'm a white woman now. Let's keep it 100. And like, if I had to come back as anything, like if I died, if reincarnation was real and they said, what would you come back? Like, I would come back as anything. I'd be a pygmy before I'd be a black man.
What?
I would be anything
really?
Before I would be a black man.
But they're so cool though.
Yeah, but
everyone
they,
wants to be their
you
friend.
You know why they have to be cool?
Why?
Because they could go to jail forever for just being black.
That's so fucked up.
I know.
Yeah, but they're cool to me and I'm not a cop. Like, I like not
yeah,
obviously there's some dickheads, but like,
everybody
usually
is,
they're like really like, they're just cool dudes. Like, they're just like, fucking, yo, and what's up? Oh, dog.
Yeah. If they respect you, they're cool to you. They like you. You're likable.
Right. I've always liked black men. That sounds so fucked
would
up
you
to come, say.
But would you be a
certain...
black man? If you could be one, would you be a black man?
Without question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'd be anything if I could just live again.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd be anything.
You'd be anything.
Yeah.
And but you
would I
back.
Choose, if I could choose a race, I would for sure be a woman. And I would be, no, but I'm talking
no,
gender and
a
race.
That is a gender.
Well, according to John Lennon, it's a race. I just don't want to drop a hard N in front of my friend. But it's a song title. Woman is the N-word of the world. Google it. Or Bing it. Whatever
we
the fuck
are,
you want.
We are.
So, I know. But...
It's
you
like,
do have
it's
more,
like,
but,
it's
but
like,
when you know how to use your power, it's never ending. Now that's the thing about
right,
women.
Yeah, one and that. But here's the thing:
it's like a bazooka on the safety, and
society,
then everyone's fucking.
Like, that's
up.
What that's my job. That's my job as a woman is to inform other women on how to use the power of their vagina.
Totally, it's so
because,
powerful.
And like, there's a lot of women that do know how to use the power of their vagina, but a lot of them are like evil bitches,
right.
And they encourage men to do bad things. But see. A man, even if he is a gay man, there is a strong woman behind him that is encouraging him to do something.
Fact. Women have all the power. Because even like a 90-year-old woman, like a woman that you don't think about fucking at all, you still will like do whatever the fuck she says. Like women just have more power than men. They
because
just,
we have pussy.
Yeah, and just they're just the leaders of families.
But you still didn't answer. Would you come back as a black man?
I'd be a half Asian woman.
that have Asian women. And yeah. Women. You should be
I want delicate
Asian.
Features, but I don't want to be like really Asian.
You should be like half black, half Asian woman.
I'd be Steve Byrne with a vagina. But, you know, my own vibe, not him, but that, like, maybe a little Hispanic in there. He's a little
but
light
did you notice
skin.
How he didn't? He would not come back as a black man.
Well, I wouldn't go white or black. I feel there's too much.
So you just
I was
be
working
a
on
mixed.
A bit recently where one of my, about a black friend that's like, you don't know what it's like to be black. I'm like, you don't know what it's like not to know what it's like to be black. You know what I mean? Where it's like white and black are the two pressure spots because black is in a position of like institutional racism over the years, all that shit. But white people, most of them are just sitting there like, what the fuck are we allowed to say? Like, they're just like
that's why
frozen
they live in,
deer.
That's why a lot of y'all live in the country so you can say whatever the fuck you want to.
Yeah, but
nobody gives a fuck.
But as a country bumpkin, it's not racism. It's just like,
it's just fucking,
they're just simple.
Just fucking talk.
Yeah, they're literally just like, did you get a deer? Like, they're fucking retarded. Like, white people are just literally, they're very, like, in their little world, myself included, where you're just like, dude, the Bills fucking lost again. Like, it's not like this meeting that a lot of people think it is.
But it is. Have you not
in
read
in certain
this?
Areas, there's look, parts. I've seen those people. They do exist.
I mean, I just read a book not too long ago called The White Man's Bible. Whoa, was it informative?
Well, what is that about? I've never even heard of
it's,
that.
It's
I'm a very white man.
Google it. It's called The White Man's Bible, and it's basically...
I thought that was just called The Bible.
No.
Ew.
Nope. Ew. I wish it was, but it's not.
No, but what the fuck
it's
is
a
The White
book,
Man's
it's
Bible?
It's written by this crazy dude who basically is given, like, this whole plan. Like, basically, it's like the Lynch thing plus. No, I'm telling you.
Well, I know it exists, but this isn't, like... There are areas I've toured where there's parts where you're like, oh, this is like real here.
Yeah. But also that's the whole thing, like with the house N-word and the field N-word,
right.
You know, the house person, because that they turn you against each other. They want you to be against each other, the light skin against the dark skin.
But they do that to all of us though. It's all about dividing.
Yeah. Divide and conquer.
It's like fucking everybody's divided. Democrats, Republicans. It's like, how do they always have it a 50-50 split? It's like, it clearly is gym class for life. It's like,
it's
you guys hate each other, go for it.
Right.
Like, I was trying to work on a statistical model that I don't think it's science religion. I think it's straight line circles, where it's like Big Bang Theory, Western religion is both, there was darkness and there was light. And then Eastern religion is more like multiverse circle. I think that's more of a line in the sand than religion. Science is straight line or circle thinking.
But science is still so wishy-washy, too. There's no...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, science doesn't hit truths, but the byproducts are pretty sweet, you know, like phones and shit. But, like, no one knows a truth. So, basically, you have options of circle or line, where Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, or Islam is like, there was darkness, then there was light. That's the Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. It's literally, it's the same thing. And science is just as wrong as religion. They fuck up all the time.
Yeah.
And then you have Hinduism, Buddhism, Shintoism, which is multiverse parallel universes where there was no beginning, no end. And I think that's a bigger division than science and religion. Everyone's like, I'm a science person. Oh, I'm religious. It's like, no, are you circle or swine? Because it doesn't matter.
I am a soul. I'm a spiritual person. And I believe personally, like whatever energy that I decide to put out, I can create whatever because there's something bigger than me that's helping me create it.
Right on.
But I don't know. I don't know what
I like
it is.
That. Yeah. Admitting you don't know is, I think, the key.
I don't know. But I do have visitations in my sleep.
Aren't those the social workers?
No. They don't visit me no more. But... I be swear, like, I don't know, maybe I might be a little bit crazy, but I swear God be talking to me in my sleep. I don't know if it's God or if it's a demon or if it's an angel or if it's just, you know, something from another dimension or what. They be telling me what I'm going to do, like, what to do.
And also, they're just like, okay. Chill. They're just like, you got to take out the garbage.
You be like, yo, Tiff, it's time for you to start writing about this and you need to start talking about this. And you about to do this movie called Keanu about a cat. And I know you kind of allergic to cats, but this cat about to live with you and you about to do this and this and this. And then I'll be like, yeah, okay. And then boom, it all happened.
That's great.
It's like, I can
there's nothing
see the
crazy
future.
About that.
Well, my homegirl
said,
my homegirl said it's crazy.
When it's like, shoot, the janitors, You know, when it's positive, when it, if it's just a dialogue between like soul and mind, that, there's no way that's bad.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Unless it starts saying like to hurt people.
Well.
But not like.
What
just,
is like hurt people? Because like it told me to break up with my boyfriend and then
well, no,
he was
not
like,
hurt. I'm talking about like.
You're trying to break my heart. You're purposely ruining my life. And I'm like, no, I just don't want to do it to you no more.
Yeah, that motherfucker was lactating.
He, you know what? That was a part of it.
Well, that's the thing about dating.
I mean, he wasn't lactating, but his titties is bigger than mine.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't like that. It made
But was it like pecs or breasts?
Like, they used to be pecs, but then because he's older, they turn into breasts.
Really?
Because, you know, once you get a certain age, it don't matter how many push-ups you do.
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, my friend Chuck Norris recently texted me the opposite. I'm just kidding.
Does he have pecs? I mean, he's like 70. I would love to see his chest.
I think he still does like kicks.
I know, like the dude I was with, he was older, he was like approaching 60, and he was still very physically active, but there's still like, you know, muscle. I mean, you can only keep it up so long. I mean, gravity is real. And he liked to drink Coca-Cola too much. I think, you know, that.
Well, that puts on some bitch tits.
And that aspartame that's in it, you know, that's, you know. Mm.
Do you ever get sad, Tiffany?
Yeah.
I got a bit. So I like to play bits during some of these like that I'm working on. I've never done this live, and I want your opinion if you have any help.
Okay, I got you.
Because I get sad as well sometimes. And my wife and I have this thing where we like actively do this type of shit to like get happy, but hang on, show you that. What do we got?
Oh, I do some stuff to actively get happy, but let's see, what do you do?
I'm like a happy person. You know, I work hard being happy. I stay hydrated. You know, I chew gum. I smile when you're sad. It tricks your brain into thinking you're happy. It's just going. And like, if you do it long enough, you're like, all right, this isn't so bad.
So you get that. Like, you understand.
I totally get that, yeah.
Because it's like some people, I was, it's like pursuit of happiness, not happiness. I'm trying to work on this documentary right now called Pursuit of Happiness. Because I think people just think that they're supposed to just be happy.
A lot of people do. And that's because of what they see on TV and stuff. And it don't work like that.
You got to get a breathalyzer for $9 and fucking know your limit.
Yeah, for real. Like, like I work at it every single day. Like every morning when I'm drinking I usually drink water or tea, and I call it success juice. Like I find success, like success is my drug of choice, and I find success in everything. Like if I'm able to wake up, that's success. Am I able to get up and use the toilet and not pee on myself or shit on myself? That's success. If I'm able to drive down the street and not be pulled over by the police and make it to a comedy show and didn't get in an accident, then I'm successful that I'm sitting here with you and you guys invited me and emailed me and I was able to read the email and shit. That's success.
Right. You're like, taking the wins.
I find it in everything. So every time something happens and I do it and it comes out the way that it's supposed to, I go, boom, I'm a winner.
Right.
Like, and then today I've had 13 wins.
Jesus. That's a lot of wins.
13 acts of success. 2 failures.
What were the failures?
I didn't get... Okay, so I had called this dude to come through and he's supposed to do something for me, but he didn't show up. So that's a fail. And then I had called another dude to show up and do it for me. And then he showed up and he didn't look like his breath was stank. So then I had to send him away. So that was a fail.
Oh, so you needed some dick.
Well, I just wanted some head.
You just want some head. You're so alpha. It's hilarious. You're so fucking funny.
Just being honest.
What else? So
I was like, you want to eat some pussy or what? Like, he's like, all right, I go. I'm like, and then I was like, give me a kiss. And I was like, oh, no, breath thing. You got to go home. You need to
You're like a pussy American Idol.
A pussy American Idol. What is that?
Where it's like, well, you know, they got the judges where they come out. It's like, could you be the next pussy eater? It's like, oh, no, your dick stinks. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That is very important, you know, because you can get a yeast infection if somebody's mouth is foul.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the mouth is already the dirtiest.
I've missed all this shit.
The mouth is the dirtiest part of a human. First off, your mouth is dirtier than a dog's mouth.
I always thought it was his soul.
No, the soul is cleaner than the mouth. I can tell you that right now. And people don't floss like they supposed to. They don't brush like they supposed to. They eating all kind of shit. You know, you drinking that Coca-Cola that's full of bacteria doo-doo. Like, it's a lot of shit going on out here, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have to check because a motherfucker got a bad tooth. got a dead tooth in the back of his mouth can give you bacterial vaginosis in a real motherfucking way. And that's halitosis of the pussy. And don't nobody want that.
How long does that last for, halitosis of the pussy?
I mean, it depends on if you get medicine for it or not. Like, that's why every time after something, like, it's certain things you got to do as a woman to just make sure your pH balance stay on point. And I tell every dude, like, I tell my brothers and any of my homeboys, like, if you messing with a girl and she pull her panty down and you can smell her, you need to be like, baby, I'm finna do you a bath. I'm finna run you a bath, baby. And you go run that bitch a bath and you make sure it's the hottest that bitch can stand. And you put a box of baking soda in that motherfucker. You put a 1 pound box of baking soda in there to
I just don't think they would react well to that.
No, you got to make it sexy, though. But you don't tell
it's like, baby, I got this bath for you. It's super hot. And I got all this baking soda. And
you can't do it. No.
Baby, what do you think of bleach?
No, you can't do it like that. You got to be like, damn, baby. She pull her panties off and you can smell her pussy. You got to be like, damn, baby, you know what? I want to see that motherfucker get real wet. I'm finna run you a bath.
But first, I got some
You seem so stressed out and tired. I'm finna run you a bath. And you run that bitch a bath and you put that baking soda in there. She'll be like, where the bubbles at? You be like, you don't need no bubbles. I want to see your body in that water. Then you get her in the water, right? And you keep her in there for 40 minutes, whether you got to read her a story.
You're like, good night, moon. you read her good night, moon, a few times.
You make her sit in that motherfucker for 40 minutes to get that pH balance right. And then you get her out of there and you be like, girl, I'm finna wash your body off myself. And you just rinse her off, you know, rinse her off with the little shower.
And the dude's hard the whole time, 40 straight minutes.
Yeah, so what?
And in the distance, we hear Tiffany clicking her phone, getting ready.
If her pussy stank, are you really hard off of that stank pussy? If that shit smell like it's dying,
I've never smelled dying pussy before. What the hell have I missed out on?
I missed out on the whole thing. I mean, it's some stank pussy out here. I worked in a free clinic for 2 weeks, and I seen some bad shit.
Jesus.
That's why I can never be a lesbian.
So. Really?
Mm-mm. I mean, if I end up being a lesbian, that's really like, dang, she just gave up. If I become a lesbian, I just gave the fuck up on all of y'all.
See, I feel like women can just kind of become a lesbian. Like, I know women that, like, for sure into dudes that'll just be like, oh, yeah, I'm now with a girl. And it's like.
That means she gave up.
But gave up on what? Guys are so stupid. It's like you can
that
just
part,
figure out guys.
I gave up on dealing with stupid shit.
That's like, I traded in my Toyota Corolla for a Rubik's Cube. It's like, the car is so easy. It's like, just fucking hit the gas pedal.
But no, dudes are not that. It's like they're.
You How guys are they not easy?
You
How?
Guys are easy, but it's like, okay. If somebody was pounding in your insides,
right,
on a regular basis, and
like
not
a dentist,
they're not appreciating you, not making you feel beautiful. They just like using you like a toilet.
But the pounding should make you guys feel beautiful.
But it don't if it's no connection there. If there's no like stimulation of the mind, it's just like you're just being used.
Right. Guys feel that way when they work.
That's why I'd be like, eat my pussy, leave.
I think that you are a very sensitive, emotional person.
I am very sensitive.
Yeah.
That's why I much rather, like, I don't want to get to
it. It's like, eat the pussy, stay.
No. If I let you stay after you eat the pussy, that means I'm finna fuck the shit out of you. I'm finna let you touch my soul. Now, if you don't fuck me back the way I like to be fucked, you gonna have to leave and never come back. Because you're not finna just be pounding all up in me like I'm just some piece of meat that you trying to marinate.
Right. But what about a guy that's too soft in the bedroom?
What would you rather have?
Would you rather have a marinated piece of meat pounding or like, baby, I respect you so much. Let's listen to some Third Eye Blind and fucking just do really soft pumps.
No. You need something in the middle of that. No, it's Third Eye Blind and soft pumps. What the fuck?
I was trying to think of the people that sang that one fucking
what the hell
song.
Is that?
I don't know. I just picked like
no,
some
but
stupid
you don't want,
band.
Like I don't want to feel like I don't want to feel like I'm fucking a bitch.
Right.
I want to feel like I'm having sex with a man, but at the same time, I want to feel like he's feeling like he's there. Like this is for us and not just for him. A lot of times, guys are just for themselves. Like they'll do things like. And it's like, hello, I didn't even get to come yet. I just got wet and this is over. Like, what the fuck is
right.
Like,
oh, so they just like go blank and pound.
Man, and you just be like, get the fuck out of my life. at that point, like, you don't give a fuck about me. It's about you.
But what if it's insecurity about their stamina? Like, what if they're just like,
okay, so then you
okay,
need to
she's
be
into my dick. I'm just going to fucking
no,
just it, do it. I'm going to do it for her.
If you know you got weak stamina, then you need to be eating some pussy, sucking on some titties, telling her she beautiful, telling her
right.
she's,
you it's know, about the
you
effort.
Need to, you need to be saying things to her, get her mind in the right place where it's like, once you do put your dick in there, it's through. Like, she needs to come before you, basically. If you know you ain't got no dick game, like, you ain't got no stamina on your shit, you know you ain't got no stroke on that, but, like, you just got a stroke. You know, if you got a stroke, that's, right. like, real quick, that's a bust. You quick bust. But if you know you got that good, that lifelong, you know, that energizing bunny dick thing, you know, give it to her, but don't fucking destroy the pussy. I hate when they be like, oh, I'm going to beat the pussy up. I'm going to kill that pussy. Like, why? Don't you want some more tomorrow? Why not just put your motherfucking dick in there, let it soak a little bit, move
yeah,
it around.
Yeah, that's literally the equivalent.
Pump it. And she say, fuck me harder, then you fuck her harder, then reel it in a little bit. Like, make her beg for that hard
ass
dick.
Be a fisherman. It's like you're a fisherman. You
yeah.
just described it. You're reading a passage from the old man in the sea. You like, you throw it out, you fucking pull it in a little, you let it.
Yeah, make her beg for that shit rough if you want. Like, I mean, make her want it. Like, make her want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I just had a question for you, but I didn't want to interrupt the flow because it was so fucking hilarious and awesome and true. Because that's like the funniest shit is when it's just true.
Yeah, because, you know, dudes be thinking they spot, like, that's why I hate porn. I hate that it's so much porn on the internet and it's free access because dudes be trying to fuck you porno style. It's like, that's not how you win a bit. That's not how you win. You fuck me like
right.
you fuck that porno bitch. You gonna be out the door just like that dude that fucked that porno bitch and never seen again.
Give me so explain. Because this is some fucking valuable knowledge that dudes need to hear.
Okay, so.
And by dudes, I mean myself. I want my
okay, so
to
first off, dudes be watching these pornos and it'd be like a 30-minute porno when actually that sex probably lasts like 18 minutes and they just splicing and putting scenes together or whatever. But they be like, okay, so they see them like, oh, they be pounding their pussy out and all this stuff and smacking their ass and all that. Don't, like, okay, that's occasional. We want that occasionally. But if you trying to fuck every single day, like a lot of dudes are, like a lot of husbands be trying to fuck every single day. You can't do that every day.
Well, see, this is from on behalf of men. I think women should give us the schedule if they're getting specific about the days.
Right. Like,
because that's one thing where it's like, well, you got to read it. It's like, well, yeah, but if you want it soft, you got to say soft, harder. But
yeah,
men
but you
react
can tell by
orders.
The way she, you could, yeah, okay, great. But a lot of men don't want to be told what to do. It's
well,
so hard
they
to get
can
them.
Fucking, they're too complicated.
Right.
You got to pick one or the other. You have to understand the nuances of a woman's body
but
that
also
no one
you
can.
You got to listen to the woman and watch how she moves and stuff. And then also, how does she kiss you? Is she kissing you all super hard and shit? Is she kissing you
like...
Is wouldn't
it be fun to like slap like, each other?
Like, is she kissing you hard in a motherfucker? It's time for some deep dick. You're going to have to dick that bitch down. You're going to have to marinate that motherfucker. You're going to beat that shit out. She kissing you all hard like that. But if she kissing you soft and tenderly and touching you soft, then you're going to have to stroke that pussy like you rowing the boat. Real ooh, ooh.
Right. That's when you notebook it.
That part.
Well, it's like the notebook.
Yeah,
where it's
you,
like you
fucking hold her ass, get her titties on your titties, and just, yeah. Work them hips.
Dude, you should have a sex column. Because you're very sensitive and not at the same time. It's this weird irony.
I know, I'm super sensitive.
You like, you pound on that bitch and show her you love her. It's like this like duality.
But even if like you don't love her, let's say you don't really love her, you just want to have sex with her on a regular basis, you don't never have to tell no bitch you love her. All you got to tell her is you just got to make her feel special.
Yeah.
Like you find out what her, you know, you figure out what her good qualities are. What's she dreaming to do? Like, does she want to be a model? But you know, she ain't never going to be no model because she's like, you know, maybe her body ain't right for that. But you want to fuck her on a regular basis. You got to be like, damn, you got that model body. Your body is perfect for me.
But don't you think that's a little manipulative though?
No, because a bitch wants to hear that. She needs to hear these things. Your eyes are so beautiful. I love it when you look at my dick.
Yeah, that seems pretty honest.
Yeah.
I love when you look at my dick.
So baby. Then when you pass her, when you on top of her and she laying on her back, and she then instead of looking at you in your eyes, she going to be looking down at that dick like, damn, why you pumping that? And then she going to hit you with the, oh, I love the way your dick look in my pussy. Like, shit like that. You know, that's the stuff I say anyway.
I do a bit about how R&B, like more black R&B is more honest love songs than white ballads. Mm-hmm. And I keep comparing, like, because white music is always like, I'll never go. It's always lies. It's like, wherever you go, I'll be right here waiting for you. And then you turn on The Weeknd. It's like, I only call you when it's heavy. It's like, yeah, this totally different vibe of just like, even Boys to Men. It's like, I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight all through the night. Like one night, I'll fucking deep dick you one time.
But yeah, but he says he'll hold. Like, that. Really, that's what
exactly.
I want to hear. Like,
right, because they're not being mean.
A woman
honest.
Really doesn't want to be fucked all night. We want to be held all night.
Yeah, unless it's the wrong day. I think I have one more clip that's pretty dope.
Yeah, let's hear
What's up, guys?
So I got some dick coming through at about 10:45, so we gotta hurry. We gotta wrap this up.
Oh, this has been fucking long. Holy shit. It's been 1:20?
Yeah.
All right, we gotta wrap it up.
Yeah, this is super
Tiff's
fun.
Tiff's got
a date.
She's gotta get her pussy licked.
This is what's gonna be crazy. It's a dude I haven't seen in years.
Explain. So why
he slid in my DMs.
Wait, so why did you guys stop seeing each other?
Because I got married.
Nice.
No. Why we stopped seeing each other? Because I'll tell you exactly what. And then I got married like maybe 9 months later. No, 10 months later. He got a new car and he told me he was gonna take me for a ride down PCH. And then I was waiting for him to show up. And 3 days went by, he didn't show up. And then he finally called me.
What the PCH?
And he said, oh, I had drove down to San Diego with the homies, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. And then my homegirl told me that she went to San Diego and he was there with our other homegirl. And I was like, I'm not dealing with him no more. So I took all his stuff that was in my house and I put it in a box. And this is around Father's Day. And I had wrapped it up in some Father's Day paper. And then I put a card, a Father's Day card that said, fuck you, I'm not dealing with your ass no more. And the only reason I did that, because like maybe like 3 weeks before that, he had fucked me without a condom. So I wanted to scare his ass and leave. And so then I had left it, all his stuff to the left. That's when that Beyonce song had came out, to the left. So I had put everything at his workstation to the left at his job.
And he still wants to hang again.
And so then he called me.
So after you scared the fuck out of him, that you got
him
pregnant.
And he called me and was like cussing me. I'm like, don't you ever do that. You try to make fun of me at work. Everybody was clowning me. Everybody was talking shit to me. And are you pregnant? I was like, hell no, I ain't pregnant. And if I was, I would have went to Six Flags and got on every roller coaster and drank a 50 Hennessy and sat in a jacuzzi and boiled that motherfucker out.
Yeah, you don't fuck with a comedian. It's like you will win in a fucking heckling situation.
Yeah, but that wasn't a heckling situation. That was I don't want to fuck with you no more situation.
Right. But it's like, don't you think comics sometimes are almost like dictators of like drunk nations? Like you develop these like abilities to be like, oh, you're going to fucking like that Kaiser Soze shit where it's like, well, now I'm going to fucking get you clowned at work.
Oh man. Like, okay. So this one boyfriend had slept with a chick on my birthday and put it on videotape. And then
February 12th,
December 3rd. And then I have found, that's my birthday, December 3rd. And I have found the videotape. I came across it. Well, I had came across the camera and I was trying to make a sex tape of us. And then he had snatched the camera and scratched my face. I still had a scratch on my face from where he scratched me. And then he had took the tape and threw it in the dumpster. So then I waited an hour and told him I was sick. And then I went in the dumpster and I found it 2 hours later, and then I had drove around to different Walgreens and CVS's to try to get an adapter so I could watch the tape, but then I couldn't find one. So then I called my friend, what's her name, Rosa, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she gave me her video camera, which was a high A video camera, and then I watched the videotape of him fucking this other bitch. And then he had left his Jordans and his Stacey Adams at my house, right? So I had shitted in those shoes. Because he didn't have no car, so it wasn't like I could slash his tires or put sugar in his gas tank or nothing like that, right? So he had these brand new Jordans at my house, so I was shitting in his Jordans, and then I had took his shoes back to his house, and then I was like, hey, let's go play basketball. And then he put on his shoes, and it was fucking shit all on his feet. And then I was like, yeah, all the shit you put me through, now you walking in it. And I made sure I ate corn, too, so it could be corn in that shit, and I fucking booked it out the house.
On an all-new Mike and Molly. All right. Well, Tiffany, you've been awesome. You have a movie, Keanu, coming out April 29th.
Yes.
You're on the Carmichael Show on NBC.
Yes, coming out March 13th is the premiere date.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Twitter, Instagram, all that shit.
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
Like the diamonds, Haddish, keep the two D's.
And for those of you ladies out there feeling scorned, just always remember you can shit in a man's shoes.
I have one white friend who shit it in her dude's glove compartment.
Hey, listen, I don't see color. I don't see color. What are you talking about? What does color mean? What is she shit in what?
In his glove compartment. And so he drove around for weeks.
No.
For weeks and did not know where that smell was coming from.
Jesus. It's like, that doesn't smell like gloves.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's ending strong. Ladies and gentlemen, subscribe, rate, comment, all that shit. Go to, where am I this weekend? When's this coming out? Tomorrow? Skagit Casino in Washington. Then I'm hosting the Art Director Guild Awards on Sunday. Weekend after Phoenix, which is House of Comedy. And then the end of February, Tampa Improv, Thursday through Sunday. Email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Any videos of what makes you happy? Because I'm making a new documentary thing about human happiness. Much
cats,
love.
Cats.
Cats?
Cats. And babies laughing. When I get sad, I listen to YouTube videos of babies laughing.
Really?
It makes you laugh.
Will you send me a video of that?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put
it
in the
thing.
Will
you give me your phone number?
Yes.
Yes.
My phone number. All right. All right. Much love, guys. Cheers.
Bye.